Coach Valley here. Hope everybody's doing great. Sitting here with my coffee. Cold morning here in Dallas, Texas. Can't complain too much though. We went from the 90s to the 30s in about a week and a half. But I know our listeners in other places are probably out shoveling some snow right now. So anyhow, hey, had a great question from one of the families in Madison, Wisconsin. And they asked about, how do you deal with coaches that just don't have an understanding about goalies? Well, guess what? Very few of them do. It's a great question. Really, really good question. I know there's a lot of frustration behind it because everything from practices to games, you feel like your coach is on a totally different page of what needs to be done for you. Now, coached with a lot of different guys, you know, some guys that have been incredibly tough on goalies, some guys that have been more lenient on goalies, and really cared about, you know, what type of shots they're getting in practices, and it's just always going to be a mix of both. And the reality of it is if you look at how drills are being done in practices now, they really haven't changed much since back in the, you know, the way that that they were done 60 years ago. Right, they're all this kind of same flow drills. Guys come down the middle between the hash marks, you know, throw it off your shoulders. So if I look back at some of the guys again that I've coached with, one of the guys that I coached with, a little bit of a secret goalie nerd, was getting Lindy Ruff. And Lindy coached in Buffalo for a long time, came to Dallas, now he's with the Rangers. But Lindy had a good understanding of goalies and actually was very defensive at times when he had to be, or could support my fact or comments, but he could also argue them with a lot of knowledge. Now, Lindy on days off was awesome because, well, first off, we, you know, as a coaching staff, you might get one day off a month, and at the same time that day that we'd have off, we'd come in and, you know, Lindy would throw on the pads and we'd go out on the ice and I would be the one that would be firing, you know, high shots off his shoulders. But it was awesome because Lindy then had a really good understanding of kind of, you know, how it feels like to be a goaltender. And a lot of these guys don't know that. It's not that they're out to get you. They just don't understand or don't know the position very well. Now, I think what's important is that when we look at this question, we look at it from an angle of perspective, right? We're looking at it through our, you know, the goggles of being a goaltender. But we have to look at it from their perspective. They do not have two players to handle on a team, much like I did as a goalie coach. They have 22 players, right? And they got to keep those players active all the time. They got to keep them moving all the time. I mean, it's just so incredibly important for them to, like, have their finger on the pulse on the big scope of the team, not just how you're feeling as a goaltender. So I think if we can look at things in perspective, it allows us to take a little bit of a different mindset on it. Now, again, I get it, in practices you have, you know, guys that are coming in and they're ripping them high and hard, and you're changing the way that you play. And why are you changing it? Well, the coach is standing on the half wall staring at you and he's counting the goals that go in, and now all of a sudden four have gone in a row and he's starting to questioning if he can play you next game, or he says you don't look very good, right? And you're trying to explain to him that, well, it's because this isn't how I play in a game, I shouldn't be this aggressive. You know, I'm not following up on my rebounds, and there's all types of disconnect there, right? And, but you end up doing what you need to do to look good for him so that he has confidence in you. And that could be counterintuitive to what's actually effective in a game. So what we have to understand is that within the scope of a practice, there's probably going to be, let's say there's 10 drills, all right? And let's say 8 of them are complete garbage for a goalie and 2 of them are good. Well, for your mindset on those 8 that aren't good for a goalie, and I have an opinion on that too, so just one sec, but if your mindset on those 8 is like, oh, just, you're gonna get frustrated, you're gonna let yourself get all frazzled, and you know, your teammates sense it and everybody senses it, your coach senses it, when it comes time to those 2 drills that actually are gonna be really good for you, you may not be very good because your mind's not in the right spot, right? The best thing that I've found, and I talked to Lindy about this a lot because he was lucky enough to have a guy named Dominic Hasek as a goaltender for a long, long time, okay? Now, it didn't matter what the drill was, right? These guys back in the day, they were just as frustrated as you were. But a guy like Dominic Hasek, He competed so hard all the time, regardless of what kind of drill it was, right? If it was the worst drill in the world, he competed like crazy on everything. He just didn't like getting scored on. So he almost didn't care what kind of drill is. He just wanted to compete. And that's the mindset that you could tell that he played with, right? It didn't matter what kind of situation it was. He was just a competitor. So that's really what you want to do, and understand that, hey, the practices, unfortunately, they're not just all about us. So what I've noticed, and what I noticed as a goalie, was that the more you give to them, right, the more that the coach can look at there and be like, wow, what a competitor, he's battling hard, positive attitude all the time, the more leniency you're going to have if you all of a sudden skate up to him one day and say, hey, coach, would we be able to do this drill because it would really be beneficial to me? Or have your goalie coach talk to him, right? And the more you give, the more you're going to get as well. So that's something really, really important to think about. Now, in game situations, you know, here comes the goalie should have had that, the goalie should have had this, and that's not how I want to play it. Be more aggressive here, right? I also found that the more you compete in practice, the more you just show that you're all in, the less critical he's going to be on you in a game, being like, well, yeah, you're not doing this or you're not doing that, right? Really what a coach cares about is winning a hockey game, right? So I've seen guys that make the saves, that are playing the way that they want to play. Coach never says a word because they're winning, right? They're winning, they're making the saves. I also believe it is important for us to have an open mindset, right? And there's a guy named Kelly Rudy. Kelly Rudy's an old goalie for the LA Kings and Islanders, and now he's a color commentator for Hockey Night in Canada. And just an incredible, incredible guy. And what he said to me once when I was playing, he had said, consider the source, right? So consider the source of where the information is coming from. So if all of a sudden your coach says, hey, you know, I think you need to be more aggressive on this play and play it this way and this way and this way, consider the source, recognize that guy probably hasn't been a goaltender, probably doesn't understand it as much as you do or as your goalie coach does, but he is the head coach. So what you do is you accept it, say, okay, thank you, sir. Let me think about, you know, let me take that into consideration and try to apply it to my game. And just go about your business of working hard, right? Because that's really all they want to see. They want to see guys that are just working hard. They want to feel like they can say something and somebody listens. So listen, be respectful. But like Kelly Rudy said, consider the source. Consider where that information is coming from, right? The end of the day, what is the most important thing? You're competing, doing everything you can do humanly possible to stop hockey puck, right? Things are going to change. Techniques are going to change. Theories are going to change. All these things are going to change. You know what will never change is your work ethic, your determination to stop a puck. So, long-winded, very long-winded answer of trying to say, hey, if you can control what you can control, you will put yourself in the best position. You can't control the amount of knowledge that your coach has. You know, maybe your goalie coach can educate him a little bit and have a say, but at the end of the day, like it or not, he's the head coach, she's the head coach, you're the goaltender. You just have to put yourself in a positive state that works really, really hard to try to make every single save, regardless of the situation, the practice. I believe it's very detrimental when we start giving ourselves excuses or outs. We're saying this guy just doesn't get it. He just doesn't get it, right? There's a lot of things we're gonna do in life that people just don't get, right? But if we meet it with a positive attitude, meet it with a good work ethic, meet it with, I guess, coming from a place of taking it in a positive way, right? Whatever the information is, at the end of the day, everybody's got the same goal. I don't think we can argue that on that team, the goal is to win hockey games, right? So try not to let those things discourage you. Try not to let that coach that doesn't have that understanding, that comment that comes your way that doesn't make sense, the decision he makes who to play, but you just don't get. You can't control those things, right? Control what you can control, and the rest is going to start taking care of itself. Have the Dominic Hasek mindset. Doesn't matter what the drill is. Doesn't matter what you throw at me. I am going to compete. And be like a, you know, water on a duck too, right? Just falls right off. So whatever comment you have, good, bad, indifferent, just accept it and just let it, you know, absorb it and just let it roll off of you. Okay? Good luck, everybody. Sorry, I can't just sit here and say that the coach is dumb and, you know, that's that. But the reality is that just doesn't get us any further ahead. All right? Stay positive. Let's get after it. Keep making big saves and have fun.